capitalism's COVID inequality. The 15th of May issue of The Economist featured a briefing article trying to estimate the death toll from COVID over the last year. Its conclusion was that death tolls in almost every country were much higher than has been reported. Based on analyzing excess death data and statistical modeling, they give a global death toll of around 10 million, roughly three times the official rate. But these unrecorded COVID deaths are much more prominent in poorer countries around the world. In richer OECD countries, it estimates the death toll to be 1.17 times the official rate, whereas in Egypt it reckons it was 13 times that rate. But, incredibly, The Economist goes on to claim in an editorial in the same issue, "The most important insight from our work is that COVID-19 has been harder on the poor than anyone knew." Perhaps The Economist didn't realize this, but in The Socialist we've read reports from members in the Committee for a Workers International from all around the world about the devastating impact of the pandemic on workers and the poor. In reality, this reflects the capitalists and their journals waking up to just how deeply the pandemic has revealed the glaring inequality around the world, which is also reflected in their support for Keynesian-type policies to shore up their system. For socialists though, such information is further confirmation that this rotten system, which continually fails the working class, needs to be replaced with a socialist society based on meeting the needs of workers and the poor. Ian Dalton, Leeds.